Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top of the hour, we have a Mount Lebanon grad who wrote about Bill Belichick this week, and I don't think that Bill Belichick liked the story. I'll just say that much about it, and we'll talk to him. He's from a TV station.
WRAL in Raleigh.
WRAL in Raleigh. Pat Welter is his name. He'll join us top of the hour. First, we're talking to Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. This game seems tricky to me, Mark. It seems like the Browns, well, it doesn't seem. They've been very competitive despite their record. They just beat the Packers, and they should have beaten, I thought, anyway, the Vikings. So I think this is going to be a close game. Size up the matchup, if you would. Do you agree with that?
Well, every game the Steelers play are close, so you can pretty much rubber stamp that. But, man, how can you ignore the history here? I mean, we're talking Tomlin off of a bye, 14-4. We're talking about Tomlin, rookie quarterbacks. There's some crazy number there as well. And they haven't lost, Joe, a regular season game in Pittsburgh since 2003.
To the Browns. 18-0. Tomlin's 18-0. But there is one other game they played at home against the Browns that didn't go so well.
Yeah, but we can, you know, it's stats. We can ignore that one.
You're right.
NFL doesn't take postseason into account, so why should we?
So Steelers, fairly emphatically, or what are you getting at here?
Unless they're coming off of a bye, they should be well rested. I mean, I hate to say the Tomlin trap game or the Tomlin game, because usually those are games on the road. I think they should come in here and pretty much hand very similar to that Vikings game, right? In control, but somehow in the end you're going to sweat it out for some reason, right? That's the way I look at it. Honestly, you get from 3-1 to 4-1. The numbers are staggering. We're talking about playoff teams that made the playoffs since the new playoff format in 2000. You go from 4-1, you got a 93% chance of making the playoffs. Mm. You go to 3-2, you got about a 55% chance. Mm. So, I mean, numbers are just numbers, but those are very impressive numbers. Well, I think they'll handle this one.
I think the one key here, and they've gotten better in this department, is stopping the running game of the other team. But this young man they have, Quidshon Judkins, has been running his tail off.
Mister.
The only thing he was missing yesterday was the mister. That's coming from Coach Tomlin. But I think if you look at the way they do it, they're going to heavily go into that, and they're going to test the Steelers, who gave up big amounts of yardage earlier in this season. So – they better make, you know, if you're secure there, I think things will be in their favor. You got to put Dylan Gabriel in a pressure situation. Come after him on third down and long or whatever the down and distance is. That sounds like the recipe they're going to be looking at, but it starts first with stopping him.
Yeah, you got to stop him. You got to stop the run game, and you'd be crazy not, like you said, Bump, to be able to test that out early in the game. See if Derek Harmon does really make a difference, which he looked like he pretty much has since he's been inserted into the off and defensive line there. So yeah, they have to. But you know, their skill players aren't very talented. Where you have to watch at a little bit with Cleveland is, you know, fitting in with those tight ends where the Steelers tend to have issues covering. Njoku is very, very good.
And that Harold Landon guy, he came out of nowhere, didn't he? Is he a rookie from Bowling Green?
Two good ones. Jerry Jeudy just disappeared. He's not even a part of this offense anymore. The outside guys aren't a part of this. But you're going to need some impressive games from, you know, Peyton Wilson, Patrick Queen, Deshaun Elliott, right up the gut there to be able to stop those guys. Maybe even Brandon Echols, because he'll probably play start at slot corner. So that's where you lose that if you're running the ball and you get the ball to Njoku, which is always a possibility. But I do like the Steelers' chances. Now I like their chances even better going to Cincinnati 4 days later, because those numbers that apply to Cleveland, Steelers versus Cleveland and Pittsburgh, basically apply to the Steelers in Cincinnati. I think they've won.
But what about the Steelers on the road? 21. On the road in division and Thursday night games can't be that good, can it? I can think of at least three off the top of my head that didn't go well, including the Mason Rudolph helmet game.
Yeah.
And the Jacoby Brissett game didn't go well. I know that was Cleveland.
Was the Cleveland snow game a Thursday night game?
That was a Thursday night. The one where it was like
Brady
zero
Quinn
degrees.
Game? Might have been.
You're going all
the Jameis
back.
Winston one.
Oh, that was also a Thursday night game too.
I was thinking one predating. Yeah, but that was absolutely right, and they lost that game. Which of these two do you think is more difficult, Mark? Is it this week or the Thursday night short week?
Probably Cleveland. But Cleveland, I mean, that cannot be easy to go from, obviously, Cleveland to London, back to Cleveland to get ready for the Steelers. So they're pretty much fighting a little uphill battle right there as it is. I just think the Bengals just are cooked. Even if Flacco, what can he learn in a week? I don't know. I think the Cleveland game would give him much more trouble than Cincinnati.
Wow. Elaborate on that, if you would. Do you think that we'll see Flacco in that game?
Yes, yeah. I think he'll play this week. They're going to Green
Bay.
Really? Yeah.
I don't think he's going to start.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to start this week, big boy?
He's like 49 years old. How much time does he need to learn something? He probably has a handful of plays he's good at. Here's the thing about Flacco. Over the past maybe 8 seasons, he hasn't played a ton. He has not played a lot at all. So bunch of different teams. So he could be a little bit rusty, although don't tell Mike Tomlin that, because apparently, you know, what happened in Indy last year really frightened him, right?
Flacco. But I would take my chances now to getting, you know, with Joe Flacco. He's prone to make interceptions. I mean, he's been really, when he was in Cleveland a few years ago making that happen when they were down to nobody and he came in and kind of rescued them. But he still threw interceptions as the later that went. So he's still prone to do it. They got to make those plays. It's as simple as that.
If they go 5-1, Pomp, do you think they win the division?
Yes.
Is it slam dunk? Slam dunk? Joe?
Yes. They better. If they go 5-1, should they win the division? Yes.
Sitting here today, if they don't win this division, it's an abject failure. Do you disagree with that, big boy?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, yeah. If you're 5-1 and the Ravens are 1-5, you know, hypothetically at that point, it would be an ultimate
in the driver's seat for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year.
And they give themselves enough cushion where you can sustain a couple of losses along the way. But, you know, I still go back to last year, 10-3, and what happened. It can happen if you fall apart.
Yeah, but they're not. It can, of course. And he's had other years where they've fallen apart. It could happen. I'll leave that one there.
Yeah, but right
last
now,
year was an unusual set of circumstances.
I think the circumstances dictate this, too. I mean, Cleveland is what they are. Cincinnati has no Joe Burrow. I don't care who they put in there. Their defense stinks. And Baltimore has all these injuries and other problems. The way it sits right now, it's hard for me to imagine the Steelers not winning this division.
The Mark Cabali Report, brought to you by IC Light. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and Cabali's on the Fan Hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Everybody's talking about still the wide receiver situation, Mark. Do you think they just go with this? What is Calvin Austin going to play? Is Roman Wilson going to get in there? Are they going to address this via trade at some point?
I think the next couple of weeks are huge, considering what they do move forward. I think the trade deadline is, what, November 4th, 5th, somewhere around there. First week of November. So how bad is Calvin Austin's shoulder? I mean, I don't think he'll play this week. I don't think he'll play next week. Now, can you wait until that trade deadline to fortify that position? Yeah, but what are you really going to get? But I would definitely think that they would be in the market of snooping around at that point. But this is, honestly, this is Roman Wilson's opportunity, man. He has, what do you look for as a younger guy? Just an opportunity to go in there to show what you can do. With Calvin Austin out and you got Skowronek and Miller as your other two guys, this is your chance. And if he fails here or does not produce or doesn't play or they go with different personnel, that tells you a lot of stuff right now. And I think these next, two games within the next 7 days – will go a long way in determining what they do at the trade deadline or how persuasive they're at their trade deadline.
What do you think more likely to happen if they're looking for another receiver? Is it through a trade for a big name or somebody who has a name you recognize? He may not be his best version of himself, but he's a big name, or somebody that we are not necessarily talking about that could be available that, comes in and gives them a little bit of a jolt?
Yeah, I think what this organization has proved over, at least under Omar Khan, is whoever's next man up doesn't mean he's the next man up. They're always trying to improve somehow. So if you're going to hurt Calvin Austin's feelings by bringing somebody in, they don't really care. I mean, that can go across the board here of any position whatsoever. So I think they would really try to single out a team that's obviously done, It kind of stinks now that New Orleans won last week because they got a couple receivers down there that could be available there. I think they'll take a swing at a significant receiver. If not, why do you even worry about it? I mean, if you're going to bring Adam Thielen in, you might as well just stay with what you got. So I think they'll give it a guy that you're like, yeah, I remember him. He's pretty good. He has an opportunity chance to help this team out here, especially if they're – what would they be? Could be 6-1 at the time, 5-2 at the time. But, yeah, I think it'll be a known name if they go out and try to find somebody.
Thank you, big boy. You're a wonderful man.
All right, Mark.
Thanks. Tell Austin Limits that we can get him in touch with one David Allen.
David's good.
Prominent,
he does a lot
very
of good.
Prominent suit maker and fashion guy who has made like 500 different suits for John Cena of the WWE.
Yeah, he's got Cena as one of his big clients. He's got a lot of big clients, and he does a good job. He's a self-made man.
Get his number. Get his number to us, and we'll have him on the show as Limits Fashion.
And he does a fashion show every year.
Really?
So maybe you could have Austin down the runway.
Oh, my God.
Will I be completely in the red financially by the end of the day?
Yes,
no, Bob and I will take care of it.
That will be Bob and Joe.
You can wear a Cam Newton hat on the runway and then a nice suit to go with it.
I think we'll pass on the hat.
See you, big boy.
All right, we'll see you, fellas. See you,
there he goes. Nice man, isn't he, Bob?
He really is. Fun guy.
Yeah,
very fun.
I still remember he got his car stuck in the mud at training camp, and we tried to get it out of there. And I finally did.
But it didn't look muddy. That was the twist to that story. It didn't look
those wheels were spinning. They weren't moving. And it took everyone to push the thing out.
Well, nobody's wheels are spinning like Bill Belichick's right now. And up next, Pat Welter from WRAL in Raleigh. Sports anchor there. He is their Jeff Hathorn. He's their Bob Pompeiani. And, man, him and I guess one of his coworkers there, Jeff Hauser, just wrote a story in which exposed the Belichick program for, oh, wow, just all kinds of things here. They spoke to parents. They spoke to sources within the program. It's an unstructured mess. One person told them there's no culture, no organization. It's a complete disaster. I don't fault the players. I fault the leadership that created this toxic environment. Belichick, all he says to his players when he sees them, Bob, is hi, and then he keeps walking. That's all he says.
Well, apparently he doesn't want to talk to anybody. He doesn't talk to the parents of the players.
Right. Hi.
Hi. He doesn't talk to anybody. And as one person put it, he sold this as an NFL program. Right now it doesn't even look like a college program. The parents don't get any communication from any of the coaches, half of them apparently named Belichick. This is incredible stuff. They just had to suspend one of their coaches. The Hulu documentary was canceled. They apparently weren't showing Drake May highlights. Where is Jordan Hudson around this program? Let's find out. Let's find out from Pat Welter, a Mount Lebanon grad, Bob. Do you know this kid? You should. You're the beat writer.
I don't remember.
I bet he's going to tell. I'm going to make a bet here. I don't know him at all. I just emailed him this morning. I'm going to ask him if he looks to you as a mentor and if he's ever met you, and I bet he says both, yes to both.
Well, okay? That's a bad reflection on me if I can't remember now. I mean,
you run into all kinds of people. That wouldn't be a bad reflection.
Well, we had a lot of interns during our time there, and so a lot of them I still keep in touch with, but some, you know, time goes on, you never hear from him. I never reach out, so it's hard.
Like Stephen Fabian.
Exactly.
You forgot about him.
I forgot about him.
I had a college kid reach out 2 weeks ago and say he wanted to do an interview with me, and I said, sure. And then I gave him a day, and then he said he couldn't do it. He texted me the next day, said it was his birthday. I said, I didn't say, but I thought you
can't squeeze in 20 minutes.
If you really want the interview, your birthday is a long day. Come on.
You contacted me, so therefore you should make it available.
Let's go here.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.